Hollywood howls over fake whipping. Silent on Biden border until now. Celebrities suddenly take the reins on migrants. By Joel Brizé, September 28, 2021. The United States southern border is a catastrophe. The Biden administration has implemented an open border strategy that has resulted in unprecedented illegal crossings, kids in overcrowded cages, children being lost and unaccounted for by DHS, a tent city of over 10,000 migrants living under a bridge, and now a story that pushes the narrative that Border Patrol agents on horseback were whipping illegals crossing the border. Leave it to Hollywood to feign outrage. The Hollywood approach to this point has been to ignore the Biden administration's complete mismanagement of the southern border crisis that has worsened for the past 9 months. However, when even the slightest hint of potential racism can be thrown into the narrative, celebs finally address the disaster at breakneck speed. Sunny Hostin, Chris Brown, Viola Davis, Garcelle Bouvet, and others have received their scripts from the Democratic Party and establishment media. Their response is so predictable, one might call it a pathology. The California Globe has covered the southern border extensively, both from the Hollywood column and its general news coverage. The crisis has become worse with every passing week, and Hollywood has said nothing about it until now. The decision to break silence is so blatantly opportunistic, it borders on sycophantic. What exactly happened with these border agents and the Haitian migrants? Last week, photographs and videos surfaced of Border Patrol agents on horseback attempting to deter Haitian migrants from illegally crossing the border at the Rio Grande. The established media took these photos and pushed the narrative that Border Patrol agents were whipping the migrants for trying to enter the county illegally, painting them as racist and inhumane cowboys. Maxine Waters, D43, characterized the images as worse than what we witnessed in slavery. These events led to the White House banning the use of horses at the border. Texas Governor Greg Abbott offering jobs to any Border Patrol agents who may be fired over the event. Democratic politicians flying to the border to capitalize on the events. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki bemoaning Republicans who were speaking out against Biden's botched border, and Hollywood celebs voicing outrage at the racism they are perceiving. The only problem with all of this is that it was a faux story. There was no there. Even CNN's Jake Tapper called the assertion made by the administration and other media outlets patently false. The levels of false reporting from the New York Times and other outlets is layered. Firstly, they refer to horse reins that the Border Patrol uses as whips, which is entirely inaccurate. Secondly, the outlets fail to mention how the reins are typically used. Lastly, the assumption of the agent's malice is disturbing, even suggesting that the agents were smiling while whipping people. These assumptions were offered without any demonstrable proof. The New York Times had to post a retraction for its initial reporting, but this has not resulted in any major television news outlet correcting itself. National Review surmises the situation accurately. However, the videos that have surfaced of the incident appear to show the agents wielding their reins, not whips, as they try to contain the flow of migrants across the river. And while the agents can be seen swinging their reins menacingly, none of the available video evidence shows Border Patrol agents striking migrants with their reins. At times, the reins are seen being swung near migrants so as not to strike the person, but to ensure the horse moves in such a way as to not hurt people around it. The establishment media also largely failed to discuss the bigger problem, The fact that many thousands of people are crossing our border with nothing to deter them. And that our sovereignty as a nation is being threatened by a president who disregards the laws he's constitutionally charged to enforce. How did Hollywood respond to these events? Garcelle Bouvet, a real housewife of Beverly Hills, said on The Real, "I am more than emotional today. My heart breaks when I see the shocking images from Texas, where immigrants from my home country of Haiti are being treated so inhumanly. I'm furious. I'm angry. I hashtagged Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I voted for them. They, the Haitian migrants, are treated as if they are criminals. I feel like I'm watching a slave movie." Ms. Bouvet may want to ask herself why there's such an influx at the border. She may even want to dig further and ask why the foundation supposedly spending billions of dollars over the years to help Haiti have produced no meaningful results, i.e., the Clinton Foundation. Given that Viola Davis shared Garcelle's post in agreement, she may want to ask herself the same questions. The Globe asks Garcelle in what way the Biden administration is responsible for these events. She declined to respond through her publicist. Sunny Hostin, co-host of The View, presented the Haitian migrant crisis as a rhetorical racism. Well, I think the reason that we're not seeing more help, if I'm going to be frank about it, is because they're Haitian. I think that U.S. policy towards Haiti has always been corrupt, and it doesn't have to be that way because we know that the United States can do it. There is a way to do it. There's just no will to do it. She gave these comments without any evidence and stated them as a matter of fact, assuming race is the predominant reason. The problem with Sunny's proposition is that it's falsity on top of a lie. She assumes the whipping is a reality, then states this false reality is because of the migrants' race, something wholly unprovable. In stating it's always been U.S. policy, she takes the heat off the Biden administration while allowing her belief to pervade the minds of her viewers. This submersive opening is emblematic of The View at large. The Globe asked The View co-host for any example on how the United States has been specifically corrupt on our policies with Haiti and was given no response. Chris Brown offered similar sentiments about the border with a profanity-laced message that called on billionaires to solve the problem at the border. All the stars focus their blame on everything and everyone except the administration tasked with protecting the border. They also fail to follow up and admit that 12,000 out of 17,000 Haitian migrants have been allowed into the country illegally, according to Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. In a frustrated moment from the White House, Press Secretary Jen Psaki bemoaned Republicans for railing against the Biden administration. "There are a lot of Republicans out there giving speeches about how outraged they are about the situation at the border. Not many who are putting forward solutions." Psaki seemingly forgot about the millions of Americans chanting, "Build the wall," for the past 5 years. This solution actually would have curbed the influx of illegal immigration. However, given that the messaging from the Biden administration and Hollywood at large over the past 5 years has been that the wall is racist, that is not considered a solution. Psaki's comments perfectly encapsulate Hollywood's approach to these issues. Ignore the real problem. Obfuscate the presented reality. Erupt in apoplectic, blame-shifting repeat. Hollywood being used as a bludgeon for politics is increasingly losing its effectiveness. Joe Biden's approval ratings are sinking rapidly as various crises plague the administration and the stars have become speaking out for themselves. The country saw Nicki Minaj drew the ire of the left for daring to question the vaccine narrative, and Rihanna is currently taking grief for wearing a shirt that reads, "Think while it's still legal." As the hypocrites in Tinseltown parade their faux outrage, they continue to lose their viewers and influence. As they whip themselves into flights of fancy over fake whips, the American people will keep tuning out their insincere activism. Narrated by Courtney Warner for Audio Hopper.
Audio Hopper.